Chase and Big Joe live SEC Media Days Radio Row, all presented by Brew House South in Cool Springs. Also, two other great locations, Highway 100 in Bellevue and on the west side on Charlotte Pike. And, Joe, we're excited about this. You know, growing up in Nashville and watching Vandy football and Tennessee football, there was always this guy that played for the Florida Gators that gave him trouble. Danny Warfel has been nice enough to join us now. Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I hope this goes peaceful. Yeah. You guys never gave us any trouble, so maybe we can be friends.
Vols fans hearing this sound going like, what are we doing?
Sorry.
No, it's all good. You're here this week, and I know you got a lot of great stuff that you're a part of.
Yeah, thanks. So I'm here specifically kind of talking about the All-State Warfel Trophy and the All-State AFC A Good Works team. You know, my life's goal was really to inspire service and unity in the world. I've been blessed with a great platform from football. And so we've had this trophy that was named after me. That's for community service. It's not for touchdowns or yards rushing. And, you know, in a day and age where so many people are about me and how much money can I get? And if I'm not happy here, I'll transfer, you know, and in a day and age where you usually don't get a story unless you're the best player on the best team or you do something wrong. We're trying to tell the stories of the guys that are great teammates, that are great citizens and great in their community. And last year we partnered with Allstate and the AFCA Good Works team. And so basically you've got sort of like an all-American team of community service. And then you've got like the Heisman Trophy of community service with the Allstate Warfel Trophy. And we've got record-breaking numbers of nominees this year, and we're looking forward to telling their stories all year.
That is fantastic. Obviously, I would assume you're keeping up with your Gators pretty good these days. They're one of those teams that I think maybe people slept on a little bit, that got better as the year went on. Going into this year, how do you view the Florida Gators?
Well, I think there's a lot of pieces that have come together that make them a little scary for some folks. You know, we do have an incredibly tough schedule. So it's going to be hard to get through that. But, you know, it starts with we've got a really unique trigger man in DJ Lagway and just his ability to make downfield throws, whether his feet are planted or not, or whether there's pressure or not. He just seems to want that moment and make those throws. And so I think to build around him, we've got a great receiving core, good running back room, great offensive line. So I think the offense is poised to have a really good year. And if our defense can kind of play this year like they finished last year, Florida could be a tough team.
We're talking to 1996 Heisman Trophy winner Danny Warfel. Real quick, back to the Good Works team. You talk about record number of nominees. That has gotten big, right? I mean, did you think it would get like it is now with so many people being part of it? Because it's become really a prestigious honor for a lot of these young men.
Well, that's the goal, is you want to honor the right things in life. And then as young people, you aspire for things with value and honor and service. And so we're really pleased with that. Yeah, we have 118 nominees.
Wow.
In Division I for this award. And then when you look at the All-State overall program, there's 197 between all divisions. And so you just got and you can only have one per school. So this is a lot of schools participating because they realize it's great exposure for them.
Right.
And it's good for the world, I think.
Absolutely it is. Coming out of Fort Walton Beach, right? I mean, you played for your home school. I mean, your home state at Florida. You were there 93 to 96. The success you had there. I mean, you had a lot of great teammates. But, I mean, do you look back like, God, that was really cool. That was all. These moments were really cool for me.
I mean, sometimes I try to pinch myself to see if I'm dreaming.
Right.
You know, when you look at my career, we didn't lose to any SEC team except Auburn. So it was undefeated against Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, LSU, everyone. Wow. We lost to Auburn twice, and then we lost a couple to FSU. And then, you know, to kind of have the ending to my career, we're number one, everything's going well, we lose to Florida State. And back then, it wasn't like, well, we'll still get into the playoffs. It was like, you're done. You're out. We like dropped to number five in that day and age. But then Nebraska lost the next week to Texas, which was weird. We played Alabama, who then was number one, and we beat them. And then you had Arizona State, who's undefeated. They lose to Ohio State in their bowl game. And then the only undefeated team left was Florida State, and we got a rematch with them for the national title. I mean, if it was a movie, you wouldn't believe it.
Right. The springboard, but we talk a lot, Chase and I, about does the SEC championship game mean anything anymore? Because we all talk about the playoffs. In 96, that championship game meant the world to you guys, didn't it? Because you don't beat Alabama, you don't get to the national championship.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, that was a that for our team to rally back, you know, I mean, we really felt like our national title hopes were gone. But we also recognized the opportunity to win an SEC and play against Alabama. And it was really just more of a character. Let's go rally and let's win this. And then things started unfolding. It was like, oh my, we might have a shot.
Yeah. And then there you go. Win the national championship. What a special season. Yeah. 96 was, you get drafted into the NFL, but your college career was so good, Danny. I mean, it was just with the Heisman Trophy and, you know, seeing you and talking to you throughout the years, reading about you. It wasn't about the Heisman Trophy, was it? It was about winning football games with your brothers.
Yeah, I mean, what you remember, I mean, just a minute ago, I was seeing Chris Doering across the hall, and I did an interview with him in the morning. I mean, when I go to Gainesville now, I still stay at his house. You know, just my friends, the relationships, the memories. You know, I get to see Coach Spurrier and Jerry, his wife, all the time now at these different events, and it's an amazing, amazing time. And, you know, like... you know, the Heisman Trophy is weird because, like, that wasn't ever, like, the goal. And, you know, when we won the national title, you're crying with 100 of your teammates, and it's this amazing thing. But, you know, Jerry, she said, you know, this thing will mean more and more as your life goes by. And I think just the doors that it opens, the way that it kind of keeps you relevant for different things, and that we've been able to translate towards the foundation and the ministry has just been amazing.
Danny Werfel is with us, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback for the Florida Gators. When you were there, like, was the hate with UT, the rivalry, was that tangible as it appears to be even now?
I mean, it was clearly like the big, big game for us, especially so earlier in the season. Usually was our third game, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, you know, whoever won that game was probably going to win the East. And if you didn't win that game, you were out of it. I think there was a year or two where that was Tennessee's only loss, and then they didn't get another crack at anything. So, like, it was big, you know. And then I remember my senior year, like, it was – they added fans, seats to the stadium, and they broke the record for the most attended game ever. And it was, you know, me against Peyton, and it was you know, whoever won it was going to win the Heisman and the national championship. And, I mean, it was crazy. And how we were able to go on that run those years against Tennessee is pretty remarkable. Probably a little bit lucky, and just thankful for it.
The 96 game, was that when y'all got out to like a 35-0 lead, like in the first quarter? I mean, something crazy.
Yeah, we threw four touchdowns pretty quick.
We right.
had 28-0. But then, you know, that kid wouldn't quit, that Peyton guy, and he brought him almost all the way back. It turned out to be quite a game.
One play, real quick, I'm sorry, Chase, that I want to bring up is the 93 Kentucky game.
Yeah.
The pass to Chris.
Yeah.
Was that fourth down?
It wasn't fourth down.
But no time, basically.
8 seconds left on the clock. Yeah, you know, it was an interesting game. I was the backup. Terry Dean was our starter, and he threw four interceptions.
Yeah.
So I went in and I tried to catch him. I threw three interceptions, and we're in his last drive. And Spurrier, the way he tells it, he's looking around trying to think, like, who am I going to put in? And I was standing there saying, "Let's do this." So we get the ball down the field, and then he called four verticals and wanted me to throw it to Jack Jackson on the sideline. And I had planned to do that, but as I was eyeing the safety, it was a cover two, which was a pretty interesting coverage to play in that scenario. I think they'd love to change it and maybe have cover three or four or five
right.
guys deep. But he, you know, he guessed that was happening, so he went that way. So I just reacted, and I pumped that way and threw it down the middle, and Chris caught that for a touchdown, and it was an iconic moment for him, for me, for us, and for the Gators.
Now, what did Coach say when he came to the sideline, even though it works, but it wasn't what he wanted
was like,
you
yeah,
to
no,
do?
Oh, no, that's what I wanted to do. he did what I coached him to do.
I mean, we all saw the, you know, the lively Steve Spurrier in press conferences, and you can't spell citrus without UT and all those things. Was that pretty much what he was, like, all the time?
He was funny. Like, he really was, you know. He kind of had a philosophy where early in the week, you're really relaxed, and there's a lot of joking and funny things that happened on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, by Thursday, you're getting serious, and then by Friday and Saturday, like, his verbiage was that there's no laughing and giggling. So, like, you know, it was funny. If you got on the offensive bus to ride to a game, you could hear a pin drop. But I hear if you're on the defensive bus, they had music playing. It was loud. They didn't care. So he would get real serious. But I mean, he was intense. He was tough. Often perfectionistic. So you often felt like you just couldn't do anything right. But he was just driving you to be the best you could be. He had a vision for how every moment of every play should go. And you want to be as close to that as possible.
Oh, that's great. Danny, we think the world of you. Thanks for doing this, man. This is really cool.
Appreciate it, you guys. Yeah. Have a good day.
Thank you, Danny. More coming from SEC Media Days, 102.5 The Game.